Robbie Slater now joining us on the Big Sports Breakfast. Robbie, good morning to you, mate.
Yes, good morning.
Mate, three big matches coming up, major games this weekend in the EPL. And your boys, Liverpool, they take on United and they are very, very short in the market.
Yeah, it's a big one, and then sometimes form goes out the window with these two, mate, because there's no love lost between them. Liverpool-Manchester United is one of the fixtures, no matter where they are on the table in the Premier League. And this will be a really big one because Liverpool are so dominant over Manchester United in respect to the table that the Liverpool fans will be having a lot of fun. But as far as the result goes, well, Liverpool haven't lost this season. They've looked like losing. So it'd be very, very hard to tip against them, and I think they'll beat Manchester United rather comfortably.
Okay, all right. That game Monday at 3:30 in the morning, Sydney time. Another one I want to mention, Newcastle-Chelsea. Newcastle, $6 outsiders here. Chelsea at $1.50. Are Chelsea unders?
Yeah, possibly away to Newcastle. I mean, Newcastle have been up and down, as they always are, James's Park. The fans are used to it up there. But Chelsea have sort of turned the corner. They had a period there where a couple of weeks ago, for about three games in a row, that they definitely lost their form, but they seem to have got it back again. I think Chelsea will win. I think Chelsea will win at Newcastle.
And Man City, Robbie, they're just going to keep winning. They're $1.09 faves against Palace. Yep.
Yeah,
you reckon they'll put a few on them?
No, they'll demolish Palace, I'd say. They're back in the groove. The unfortunate thing for Pep Guardiola's side is that, with Liverpool, with their game in hand, if they win that, they'd be 17 points ahead. But Man City aren't going to catch Liverpool. I hope you don't have to replay that one at the end of the season. But, I think they'll be far too strong for Crystal Palace at home. So goals will be on the menu for Manchester City.
It's funny you say that because one of the best-backed options with the tab has been Man City to win by 4-plus goals. That's currently $2.90. So you think it'll be a goal fest like we saw last time?
Well, I've got them to win in my tipping on the tab app. That's where people should go if they want to see the Premier League tab tipping. I think I've tipped them 3-0. 3-0 with Aguero to score first. Of course, he broke all kinds of records last week. He got a hat-trick last week. But on to the Hyundai A-League, and it's Adelaide against Victory tonight. Big game for both teams. Adelaide have lost five out of their last six. Victory, of course, have just sacked their coach during the week, Marco Kurtz. I'm tipping Victory to win this one. There's a big game in the A-League. And the other big news for the A-League guys is, of course, the Wanderers. Their marquee man, Alexander Myer, is on his way out. They've just signed Simon Cox, who's a bit of a journeyman from England, 32-year-old, has played in the Premier League. West Bromwich Albion quite some time ago, 5 or 6 years ago. He's got a pretty good pedigree, scored goals wherever he's been. But so that's the Western Sydney Wanderers who will play on Sunday, of course. Sydney have got the bye. Western Sydney Wanderers will take on a resurgent Perth, so it's going to be a tough game for them with a lot of pressure on Marcus Babbel. Two coaches already gone this season, and you'd be a very game to bet against anyone else getting the set.
Okay. Did you find that interesting that Meyer was shown the door for Western Sydney?
No. He's been terrible, to be honest. To be fair to him, he's never looked fit and he hasn't looked that interested. So,
No surprise. I'm willing to take the blame for that because I remember late last year I was on with Loz and we were calling him the football god from Frankfurt and how good's this for Western Sydney? He's gone like a bastard.
Well, Dave, that's where you are.
Bye-bye, Robbie. Enjoy your weekend.
You're true, but...